The Climate Minister, Chris Bowen, has touched down at COP30 in the Brazilian city of Belém to help push Australia's bid to host next year's climate conference. Despite a final decision on where COP31 will be held, expected by the end of this week, Australia and Turkey remain locked in a standoff, with both countries refusing to back down. Well, joining me now from Belém is Richie Merzian, CEO of the Clean Energy Investor Group. Richie, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks.
Richie, what have you been saying to delegates about why Adelaide deserves to host the next summit in this joint bid between Australia and the Pacific?
Right now, we're in the midst of implementing the Paris Agreement, and Adelaide and South Australia has done that when it comes to clean energy. They're at 74% renewables right now. That's world leading, on par with Denmark. Our research shows that South Australia, with one in two homes with solar, is actually living that transition. There's a global goal to triple renewables. Well, it's happening here in Adelaide, and it'll be the perfect backdrop to have this serious conversation about how we implement the Paris Agreement next year. There's a lot of support on the ground, but we are still in that deadlock right now on the bid.
So when is the final deadline at the end of the week? Or if the talks continue on longer, does the deadline extend alongside that as well?
No, it has to be done here in Belém. And we know that these conferences sometimes drag out past the Friday deadline, maybe into Saturday, but it does have to be part of that final package. People need to leave Belém knowing where they're going to go next year. The COP presidency, the Brazilians, are very keen to know who they're going to be passing the baton to keep this work going. The last thing you want is more ambiguity. So the pressure is mounting, and you do have strong support from Western countries for Australia, strong support from developing countries for the Australia-Pacific bid. And so really the question is, will Turkey move out of the way? Minister Bowen addressed a group of Australians and others earlier today and said, look, we're going to fight. We're going to fight to the end. We believe it's in Australia's interest to host, but also in the world's interest for Australia to host. So really strong language.
The coalition has unveiled its new climate policy without any targets on emissions reduction. Excuse me. What have you made of their internal debate and the final compromise position?
It's hard to see where that factors in from so far away. So many countries, so many companies are here committed to net zero that it really does feel like it's going backwards. It's almost tangential to where the momentum is. And most of the investors and the business people who are here in Belém are here because it's good economics. Clean energy is the cheapest way you can build new energy. And there's a lot of interest in how you pioneer that, including with batteries as well. And so it does kind of seem like it's just going the wrong direction. Most people here want to know how you build out with clean energy, not how you build back.
Energy affordability is the key message from the coalition and Liberal leader Susan Lee. She suggested that power bill increases are due to investment in renewable energy. Is she right?
Most Australians know that clean energy provides affordable energy because they've got rooftop solar, one in three homes broadly, one in two homes in South Australia. So it's hard to convince someone when they can see on their power bills how cheap clean energy is, that really that's the problem. Large-scale clean energy is also providing more affordable energy, but we do need to make sure our grid is fit for purpose. That needs to happen regardless. Coal is going to retire. Then 90% will retire in the next 10 years, again, because it's not economic. We know that if we can build the grid we want, then we can get the cheap energy that we need. And that's really going to come through clean energy. And that's why most international investors want to see clean energy continue.
The coalition says its policy is to be what it describes as technology agnostic. What impact will that have on investment in the sector, in your view?
I think we're past that kind of neutrality. It's time to pick winners. The market is certainly doing that right now. No one wants to build coal-fired power stations anymore.
But we still need them at this stage.
Well, sure, certainly we still need them. But the question is whether we're going to replace them. And the only thing we're going to replace them with really right now is clean energy and storage. I can tell you in terms of batteries, Australia is the third largest when it comes to large-scale batteries, the highest per capita. And so really investors and global investors who are behind most of the renewables in Australia, they've already picked winners. That's where the market's going. And it'd be great if we had bipartisan support for net zero to give us confidence to continue.
You're saying that the market is heading in that direction. There is a significant amount of government support and encouragement in that direction, though, isn't there as well? The market's not moving on its own.
No, but the market never really moves without some sort of policy framework around it. And that's what the government has provided. The government has strong targets, 82% renewables by the end of the decade, a strong nationally determined contribution. And these contracts that the government's providing through the Capacity Investment Scheme just provide that long-term certainty so that international investors who can invest in any economy that has net zero right now feel confident about coming to Australia. That's what's going to unlock cheaper, more reliable power. And that's the direction that the world's moving in. And it's certainly one that South Australia has embraced.
Richie, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll see where COP31 is headed by the end of the week. Thank you.
Fingers crossed. Thanks.
Richie Merzian is the CEO of Clean Energy Investor Group.